Hey Donnie, wake up.
Wake up.
Check the news, it's not looking good for the winner. Oops.
Trapped in lies. Trapped in lies.
No, no, screaming victory while the ships are in ice. Whatever, trapped in lies.
Wait for it.
Baby slave with a heavy price.
Press TV caught you playing hide and seek.
Seek.
Pat Patterson and Murphy looking pretty weak.
Weak.
Are they lost?
Identity stolen. We're just a merchant boat. But the IRGC caught the wolf by the thrrr. 30 minutes to leave or you're gonna sink. Your own navy running faster than a brrr.
No, no,
no, no.
Trapped in lies.
It's your news.
Trapped in lies.
Ooh.
Screaming victory while the ships are in ice. Trapped in lies.
Uh-huh.
Trapped in lies.
Own it.
We be slave with a heavy price.
Jeff and Apples walk the street. Talking about the sky so neat. Weather, weapons causing storms. Globalists with secret forms. Jeff and Apples, what a pair. Whisper plots while breathing air. Apocalypse is on its way, but they still find time to play. But they still find time to play. But they still find time to play.
Well, there you are, Apples. How you doing? Oh, pretty good. I'm still kind of laughing after you kicked Cielo in the pool when they were fighting. I'm a little crazy lately. I don't know what's going on. I don't get into fights myself. Anyway, what are you talking about? World War III? Jews? You got it, Apples. Yeah, it's been interesting times. A lot of crazy energies going around with everything going on in the world. And in my last video, I was talking about how Donald Trump posted a video of himself as Jesus. And a lot of people kind of said, you're not like Jesus at all. At all. Like, pretty sure Jesus doesn't do genocides, bomb little school children, girls, extort trillions of dollars, rape kids. But you know, Donald Trump's already said that.
You were doing an interview and you talked about how you hope to end the war in Ukraine because it might help you get into heaven. How does this help? Does this help?
I mean, you know, I'm being a little cute. I don't think there's anything going to get me in heaven. Okay, I really don't. I think I'm not maybe heaven bound.
And then he came out and said, yeah, it wasn't me as Jesus. It's supposed to be me being a doctor.
Mr. President, did you post that picture of yourself depicted as Jesus Christ?
Well, it wasn't depicted. It was me. I did post it, and I thought it was me as a doctor and had to do with Red Cross as a Red Cross worker there, which we support. And only the fake news could come up with that one. So I just heard about it, and I said, how did they come up with that? It's supposed to be me as a doctor making people better. And I do make people better. I make people a lot better.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a doctor making people better. Because that's what he does. He makes people better. A lot better. What? What? Under his name, he's been responsible for hundreds of thousands of dead children. That's in Gaza, of course. Hundreds more, probably thousands in Iran. The all the kids he's raped and been involved in raping with Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah, he makes everyone better. Like, what a psychopath. Anyway, I fixed the image. There you go. Israeli flag. Still got that demon in the back, but a little bit more highlighted. Lindsey Graham, Ghislaine Maxwell praying. Jeffrey Epstein, Benjamin Malkowski. And since the last video, the U.S. has started its kind of blockade in the Strait of Hormuz, which is to blockade the blockade that Iran was doing. But no one seems to be listening to them too much. Seems like especially the ships going to China, they just roll right by them. They just don't care. Yeah, so now the Strait of Hormuz is kind of double blocked, but not really, because no one's really listening to the U.S. But still nothing, not a lot's really moving out of there. A few ships, but not much. It's still like less than 10% of what it was before, which is all part of the agenda. They're going to be getting rid of most of the supply of oil to the world and basically doing their COVID 2.0 lockdowns. That'll be happening very soon in Europe. They're already talking about it in the UK, Australia. You know, it's going to have to work from home again. Oh, you gotta appreciate just how it's actually kind of funny. Just doing it to the slaves over and over and over, and they never get it. They're like, oh, I'm going to vote them out the next time. Yeah, it's incredible. And then you have all the mind-controlled people that are saying things like, oh, this is Donald Trump, such a genius. He's basically attacked Iran to make it so that the U.S. sells more oil and makes more money. And first of all, my first comment to that is, do you even understand how evil you are for, like, saying that or wanting that? Like, that's Ben Shapiro, Tim Pool-level evil, where it's like, yeah, I came up with a plan. We're going to go attack all these places, destroy all their stuff so we make more money. Like, just imagine if Russia or China went and attacked countries all over the place so they could make some bit more shekels from their oil. But no, they... That's what they are doing and are trying to do, basically. But it actually doesn't make any sense. But Donald Trump's already posted massive numbers of completely empty oil tankers. Some of the largest anywhere in the world are heading right now to the United States to load up with the best and sweetest oil and gas anywhere in the world. We have more oil than the next two largest oil economies combined and higher quality. We're waiting for you. Quick turnaround. Okay, first of all, of course, the oil tankers that are going to the U.S. are empty. That's how it works. And the thing is that most people, because no one seems to know what's actually happening. The U.S. is actually, it imports 40% of the oil it uses. So this idea that the U.S. is so genius and evil for going to attack all these places so they can make more on oil doesn't make any sense. They actually import 40% of all the oil they use. So they have a deficit of 40% of all the oil they use. They actually have to import it. So this idea that they're going to be exporting more is demented. It's not tied to reality. Now, some people are saying, oh, they're going to really ramp up the oil production. Yeah, I've seen some of the numbers of that. And it's like 1 million barrels per day. Over, you know, like 6 months or a year, they're going to ramp it up. That's actually nothing compared to the amount of oil that's been lost to basically the world from the Middle East and Russia so far. But of course, people are like, oh, and Trump was so genius too because he attacked Venezuela first and stole their oil. Again, I just have to point this out. That's evil to do something like that. But, you know, the evil empire and all the people who live in the evil empire, they seem to love evil. But even that doesn't make any sense because Venezuela's been communist for like 30 years. Most of their oil production's down massively from where it used to be because that's how communism is. And there's no capital invested and there's no incentive for anyone to actually do anything. So they don't actually have a ton of oil production in Venezuela. And then even the oil they do produce is super heavy, thick crude. It's not the normal kind of crude that you get from like the Middle East and stuff like that. Plus, the U.S. isn't actually just stealing it all. They actually just kidnapped Maduro, and that was basically it. So none of this stuff actually makes any sense. But you can't convince those MAGA people. They're like, this is all so genius. Yeah, real genius. But still, nothing's moving out of the Strait of Hormuz, really. Barely anything. We're now over a month and a half. And the numbers that they're talking about, like the U.S. has even said, this could be like 2 to 6 months before anything moves again. 2 to 6 months. They're already running out of oil in Australia, parts of Asia. Europe's going to run out in the next few weeks. This is going to get absolutely insane. And then on top of that, just today, Iran suspends export of all petrochemical products until further notice. Before this terror attack by the U.S. and Israel, Iran was exporting 2 million barrels a day, and now they're not doing any. Neither is Russia. Neither is basically anywhere in the Middle East. This is absolutely massive and part of the agenda, of course. And the attacks on oil facilities continue on. I've already talked about, there was the one in Texas. There was also a pipeline in the U.S. that got sabotaged. There was also a pipeline a few days ago that went from Italy to Germany that got sabotaged, they call it. And now, in Australia, a massive fire has broken out at the Viva Energy Refinery, one of only two operational refineries in Australia, which processes about 120,000 barrels of oil per day. Boy, that's a lot of bad luck. Just all these oil facilities all over the world all blowing up, and no one sees it. Like, I even see people online, they're like, I'm starting to wonder if there's something to this. You think? Holy cow, the whole world's under mind control. And because very few places have actually run out of oil yet, because a lot of it just arrived still from the Middle East in the last couple of weeks, people just look around, they go, well, it's kind of normal right now. Yeah, it's not going to be in a few more weeks. And the media's not telling them anything. This is going to be so incredible. And of course, Australia, they used to have, I think, 10 to 20 refineries, by the way, about 10 or 20 years ago. But then the government was taken over basically by the Zionist type people, the satanic pedophile people, convinced them all that it's much better to get rid of all their oil refining facilities and just import it from the Middle East. Well, how's that working out? Now, if they take out the other one, then Australia will have no oil refinery. There's no ships en route. They're about to run out in the next few weeks. Like, this could get pretty insane. Like, I haven't actually seen too many people realize what's going to happen here. Especially in a place like Europe, parts of Asia, and Australia, because they're all just about to run out or are just running out now. And once you're out, there's nothing en route. Even if it started moving today, it'd be like a month or two before they get anything. We could actually see Australia in a kind of Mad Max situation, which is kind of interesting when you think about it. Because the main actor in Mad Max was Mel Gibson, who is from Australia, and the entire theme of Mad Max was that they ran out of oil and everything just went into complete chaos. This is going to get so insane. But again, right now, no one's got a clue. No one. They all don't even know this is possible. And they don't know about these videos. They're not on BitChute. They're watching their television programming. Oh, there might be some, might have to work from home one day a week or something. It's like, listen, if Australia or Europe has no oil whatsoever, that means no flights. That means no cars driving. That means no food trucks. That means the cities very quickly have no food. And depending on how they generate their electricity, it might be in a blackout situation. And there's no way. You can't just conjure oil. Oil's very heavy, and to transport it is very slow. And if they're not going to get anything for a few months at least, because think about it too. There's no oil tankers going to the Middle East right now. Why would they? The strait is double blocked off. So, that, you know, Trump said, oh, they're going to the U.S. Well, the U.S. imports 40% of its oil. So any oil tankers aren't going to the Middle East right now. So even if they open it up and oil tankers are like, okay, we're going to go to the Middle East to get some oil, it's probably going to take them 2 months to get there and then 2 months to get it wherever they want to go. This could get so insane. This apocalypse is incredible. And the fact that hardly anyone sees it, like most people I talk to, they don't seem to get the gravity of what's going on. I don't know what it is about people that they can't really see what's going to happen. I don't know why. Maybe from 12 years of government indoctrination camps, maybe the fluoride, maybe the aluminum from the chemtrails dumbs them down, the nanotech. I don't know. But we're going to see some crazy, crazy stuff in the next few months. And a lot of people will also point to, hey, look, on the COMEX or whatever, the oil futures and paper markets, oil's actually down. It's around $90 a barrel right now. And so they kind of point that out, like, look, the emergency's over. What? Not even close. The actual real world value of oil that's being transacted right now, if anyone can get any, has more than doubled since the beginning of the year. It's currently around just under $140 a barrel, whereas paper is 90. So paper markets are trading about 40 to 50% less than the actual real value, the actual real stuff that's actually happening. I don't know how long that's going to stay that way. But just because it's down on the paper market, it's not up a lot on the paper markets, means nothing. Zero.
Zero.
And once all these places start fighting over the oil, I think we'll see numbers like $200, $300, $400 a barrel. Because what you'll see is Australians will be like, we need oil. We're like, we have no cars. We can't drive in our cars. We have no food. And, you know, they might bid for a tanker that got out of somewhere, maybe the U.S., which is going to take 2 months to get there, and say, we'll give you $200 a barrel. And then Japan might go $300. We're dying here, too. Then Australia might go $400. We're going to see some crazy, crazy stuff happening. And all caused by something that absolutely did not need to happen. But the satanic pedophile cult just wanted to do it. They wanted to bring in the next level of the Agenda 2030. And that's what this is. And most people can't see it yet. And in many ways, they've been doing this for hundreds of years. Every war has been basically this. World War I, World War II, all the same. All the other wars. And here's something interesting to think about. Do you know why all wars are named after the country that was attacked? Vietnam War, Korean War, Iraq War, Iran War. Because if they were named after the aggressor country, they'd all be called the United States War. And if there's one thing you can definitely count on, it's that Israel is not going to stop doing anything. So there's been this sort of ceasefire for a couple of weeks, really. But the U.S. is actually sending so many troops to the Middle East, it looks very likely they're going to do a ground attack still at the end of the two-week ceasefire sort of a thing. And even if they don't, Israel is going to do whatever it has to do to keep this going.
And Israel is stronger than ever. This is the bottom line of this campaign up until now. Let me say, there are still additional objectives for us to achieve, and we will achieve them, either by agreement or by resumption of the fighting. We are ready to resume the fighting at any moment. Our finger is on the trigger. As you know, a two-week ceasefire has been announced between the U.S. and Iran. No, we were not surprised in the last moment, and I want to emphasize, this is not the end of the war. This is a step in order to achieve all the objectives.
And there's something called the Max Egan Indicator on X, and that is, as an example, on October 7th, right before they did the false flag attack, and said there was people from Hamas in paragliders, which is the biggest fairy tale I've ever heard. No evidence whatsoever to support that. Right before that, they banned Max Egan for a week on X. And that's when I came up with the Max Egan Indicator. And he's been banned a few times since, including around the start of this war. And they just banned him again yesterday. And he didn't even really write anything. He just reposted a post that he posted back in November or something. And they banned him for 1 month. One way or another, this is going to continue. And it could be just with a U.S.-Israel sort of a ground attack. Of course not Israel. The soldiers of Israel would never get involved in anything like that. They send in the goy. But that's quite likely also some sort of a false flag. I've said this as a start. They normally do the false flag first. That's what 9/11 was, to attack Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, all these places. They didn't do it first this time. And I'm still a little confused why. And so they might do it now. Just so you know, Max Egan has kind of speculated it might be an attack on the Golden Gate Bridge, which apparently is down for construction right now, which is very interesting. And they just banned Max Egan on X. So we'll see what happens there, but I definitely expect there's going to be a lot more chaos to come. This isn't just going to stop. There's going to be so many things happening. But they say Iran's in all these negotiations. But Iran, or at least some people in Iran, see, you never know, like, who's at the, there's different factions and Donald Trump seems to be talking to somebody who's like, you know, just not Iran at all, but always just telling him what he wants to hear. He's like, yeah, I just got off the phone with Iran. It sounded great. So, and they keep going, we haven't talked to you. And they still say that, even though they're supposed to be in negotiations this week, they're even saying right now that they're not in negotiations and nothing to talk about. And I highly doubt the Iran side is any different than the U.S. or Israel side. They're all controlled by the same people, in my opinion. See, this is all part of just an agenda. And part of it is, they can say when everything collapses and everyone's like got nothing, but they'll be happy. That was caused by this war. It was caused by Iran. It was caused by this or that, that they caused. Even have Donald Trump out just recently telling people that the Iran war is a true investment in your children's and grandchildren's future.
They're the bully no longer. This is a true investment in your children and your grandchildren's future. The whole world is watching and they can't leave the power, strength, and brilliance. They just can't believe what they're seeing. They leave it to your imagination, but they can't believe what they're seeing, the brilliance of the United States military.
Yeah, it's just a little short-term pain for some long-term gain. This is an investment. Killing little kids in Iran is an investment in your children and grandchildren's future. I don't know about you, but no thanks, Donald. Don't invest for my kids. Because your investing is super evil, and it's going to destroy everything. In fact, since the start of the Iran war, here's some numbers. Sulfur is up 67%, jet fuel up 66%, urea, which is basically fertilizer, up 51%, diesel up 50%, heating oil up 40%, crude oil up 37%, European natural gas up 34%, gasoline up 32%, fertilizer 31%, Brent crude oil 31%, coal 14%. Yeah, such a great investment for our children and grandchildren's future. Then you have Caroline Leavitt, who's, they just leave her at the Masonic White House trying to answer these questions. They're like, oil's gone up so much. And she just has to like make up something to say.
And thank goodness we have a president in an administration that believes in American energy dominance in bringing down prices at the pump. Look at how gas prices decreased over the past year since this president was in office.
Yeah, look at how gas prices decreased over the past year since the president was in office. Well, in February 2025, gas was around $3 a gallon. It was actually pretty close to that, $2.90 to almost $3 a gallon in February of this year, so it didn't really go down much, if anything at all. But now it's around $4 a gallon. And I expect that to go much, much higher. Because this is, most people don't understand economics too much. But if most of the world's fighting over a massively reduced supply of oil, which currently is down like 30%, 40%, then those prices are going to go up massively. And I think some people think, yeah, but the U.S. has lots of its own oil. Well, it imports 40% of its own oil. But even still, it doesn't mean the U.S. prices won't go up. It's basically called the law of one price. That even if, you know, if prices in Europe are super expensive, it doesn't mean that the U.S. prices can be just a lot cheaper. It all balances out because people start to arbitrage. People will start going to the U.S. with those tankers like Donald Trump's talking about and bidding up the price to get it when they need it so bad. There's going to be so many crazy things. We've already seen Qatar lose most of its liquid natural gas facilities, which also is where they produce most of the helium. And Qatar is one of the biggest, or Qatar, whatever you want to call it, one of the biggest exporters of oil in the world, or sorry, of natural gas in the world, but also of helium. And now Russia places temporary export controls on helium. Like I said before, I thought helium was just at kids' parties with balloons to change your voice. I actually really thought that. I'm not like a commodities expert, okay? But I didn't realize that it's actually super important in computer chips. And now Russia, on top of Qatar can't export because they don't have any anymore. Russia's not exporting. And now China's acid ban is causing a copper crunch and a silver squeeze. They've banned exporting sulfuric acid, and 70% of silver is a copper mining byproduct. Heap leaching relies on sulfuric acid. Another global supply shock incoming. Things are going to get so insane. I'm so glad. I basically bought everything I need for the house at this point. Even this is where the solar panels are going to go. I've already bought all the solar panels. This is a big concrete pad because the solar panels can leach some pretty bad stuff into your soil. We also, of course, have it quite a ways from the house because it also has quite a bit of radiation. But I'm very glad I've already bought all that stuff because everything's going to be in short supply. Everything's going to go up massively. And that's another thing that most people, it's incredible. There's going to be so much supply chain disruption with all of these things. And what have we seen in the past? We've seen whenever there's a potential supply chain disruption, like because of a coming hurricane or something like that, people just fight over toilet paper, which I find bizarre. Like, I barely even use toilet paper. This might be too much information, but I've got one of those, like, Japanese toilets on every toilet with all the, it sprays you, dries you. It's, like, civilized. Actually, if you use toilet paper, it's kind of like you're kind of like in the medieval ages or something. You might as well just use your hand or something. Like, it's so gross. But a lot of people do that. And then we saw one of the biggest toilet paper warehouses in the U.S. go up in smoke. They say it was an employee who did it. And since then, we've seen numerous other warehouses all going up in smoke. Here's another one in Compton, California.
Straight out of Compton, crazy motherfucker named Ice Cube, from the gang called Niggas with Attitudes.
Yeah, I don't know how many it's been, but it feels like it's like the 10th warehouse fire in the U.S. in the last week. And you have to wonder, too, how much of that is kind of contrived in one way or another. Because if you just kind of look at things, this is what I've been saying for a while. If you just look at what's going on, it looks like the entire world's under attack. Everything's being blown up everywhere, including warehouses in the U.S. now. So this is like a kind of like hidden World War III type thing. But the thing is, it's not Russia or China or Iran or even the U.S. It's the satanic pedophile cult doing it in one way or another. And yes, some of these warehouses could be just natural. And this is what NPCs do as well. They copy other NPCs. So if one guy burns down a toilet paper factory because he doesn't like that he's not getting paid enough, then other NPCs will do it too. It could be that as well. It's also kind of a sign of just what's going on, right? Like the U.S. is just being, like, people can barely afford to live. They're lighting their workplaces on fire. They're killing themselves. They're doing fentanyl. And then the U.S. government's like, we got to go attack all these other countries that make fentanyl. And basically the whole world's just like a giant mess. Luckily not here at all. Like for me personally. Everything's great. We're actually got everything coming in. Those solar panels should be in completely in the next 2 weeks. Super happy about that. It's kind of amazing to see how things are changing too. Like for example, right after the Charlie Kirk assassination, if he's even dead, because I don't trust anything, like nothing that they say. I don't care either way, but after that, they had all these sort of like tours and stuff. Remember that Holy Hands kid? I don't know what even happened to him. He's been cheering on this war, though. I know that much. But they were like filling up big. Remember the funeral? That was like a football stadium full of people. And then after that, they were filling up everywhere with their Turning Point stuff. Well, that's really changed over the last 8 months or so. Here's their latest Turning Point event. They had 160 viewers on the live stream, and there's maybe like 300 people at it. And it was free, by the way, at a university campus. And they even had J.D. Vance speaking at it. And Erica Kirk canceled because she got death threats. So that's pretty amazing. So most people have caught on to that now. Like, we had way more people at Anarchapoco this year than they had at this Turning Point event, which has clearly been taken over by the Satanic Pedophile Group, if it wasn't already from day one. And we actually get more people to our events than they get to theirs now. Way more. So that's cool. See, a lot of things are changing, but it's going to be, you're going to have to just survive through the next couple of years. You're going to have to be smart and survive and do the work. If you do the work, you're going to get through it. I've already talked about how in Germany they're talking about men or boys and men from 18 to 44 aren't allowed to leave the country without permission. Most of the European countries are talking about getting ready for war. And now Canada has brought up that they're considering if you want to leave Canada. And remember, you could barely do that even during the COVIDs. They made it like really difficult to even leave or come back during the COVIDs. But the people who did leave, they just didn't come back, so they were okay. A lot of them ended up in Mexico. That's why Mexico has been doing so well. But now they're doing it again. And this is just, you know, for no real reason. They're like, if you want to leave Canada now and not come back, you have to pay $500,000.
Purpose of departure.
Moving to the U.S. for work.
That'll be $500,000.
What? I don't have that.
Then you're not going anywhere.
Now, I'll tell you something. Just like with the COVIDs, they actually said you're not allowed to leave. They actually said that for like a year. But a lot of people just left. Do the same with this one. If you're in Canada, you want to get out, do not fill out some forms and pay them $500,000. There's most of you probably can't even do that anyway. But just leave. Just, you know, if they ask on your way out to the airplane, where are you going? Mexico. What for? Vacation. When are you coming back? Next week. Just leave. And that's it. And never go back and never talk to them ever again until it all collapses, which will be just a couple of years. But, you know, if you want to get out, like I am so, like it's so incredible to me that I've been talking about this since the start of the COVIDs in 2020. And I said, they're going to try to kill most people on Earth. And everything's going to start collapsing. And it's going to be chaos. And the West is going to be like the worst. And I was already in Mexico, but I said, you know, I'm going to build like a ranch and make sure I can grow my own food, have my own solar panels for energy, have a blue roof for the energy weapons. I said all that like 6 years ago, and now it's just finally done and it's just in time. And I got to tell you, it feels so good to be watching all this from my ranch, where I don't even care what happens out there. I've got also 15-foot walls. We have all kinds. I can't even tell you, and I won't tell you all the stuff we got here. Like, no one's coming here, okay? Not to mention 25 dogs. I know Apples is small, but, you know, those chihuahuas, you're not going to get through here without getting your ankles ripped to shreds.
Broke ankles!
Lucy taught them well. So for me personally, and I know a lot of you are probably sitting there in some city in the West right now, or in Australia or in Europe or even in Canada or even in the US, and just going, oh God, I wish I was there. First of all, don't feel envious. That is a very negative emotion. And that actually makes your life worse. Like, I'll give you an example. My entire life, I've never felt envious of anyone. I've met some people who have some incredible things. I've met athletes who are like Greek god body. All the women love them. They're multi-millionaires. I've never once said, ah, I wish I was him. I hate him because he gets to be. No, never, nothing. I've met so many people who are doing well in life in various ways. Never once felt envious. And because of that, things generally go well for me. If you feel envious, if you're actually having that feeling right now, first of all, take a deep breath. Try to breathe through that and try to get rid of it, because that feeling alone will destroy your life. So I'm telling you to help you. And most of the comments that I don't see, but you know, if I'm scrolling, I might see one or two. It's all people projecting their own issues onto me. And that is so bad for you. And so those people, they think they're trying to hurt me by writing those comments. First of all, the chance of me seeing it is almost zero.
Zero.
And even if I do, I'll just go, that poor guy. He's projecting his issues onto me. Like, I actually feel a little sorry for them. Not much at all. Maybe for like a second, it's like, poor guy. And then I'm like, oh, well, who cares? I don't even know who that is. Probably just a bot. But anyway, don't feel envy or anything like that. That is such a bad, negative emotion. You know, when I meet people that I'm like, wow, wish I was like that in one way or another, I don't feel envious at all. I feel inspired. It's like, if he can do it, I can do it. I'm going to do that too. I'm going to look at this person and try to emulate them in whatever way it could be, with their physical health or with wealth or whatever. So replace your envy with inspiration and everything will go a lot better for you. But anyway, my point is, I am so glad I'm here for all this. This is, and it was my plan too. It's so beautiful. Like everything came together. Like even finishing up the house, I finished up some of it with gold that I bought for like $1,000 an ounce years ago with a target price of 5,000. And as soon as I hit 5,000, I sold a bit of it, not much. And actually my wife's even pissed I sold any. But I sold a bit just to finish up some of this house. All my plans came to fruition. And now I'm here. But for those of you that really want to get out of where you are, you need to start acting pretty quick. Like very quick. If you're in Europe or Australia, you got a few weeks until there might not be any flights. And then the food stuff starts shutting down. And then the power starts going out. And then you're fucked. Well, not really. You can still go out in the woods and just live. But if you do want to get out, you got like a couple weeks. And, you know, as well for anyone, if there's anything you want right now, like anything that you think you're going to want for the next couple years, buy it all right now. See, people always wait until the lines start to form outside of the grocery stores or Amazon or whatever. When everything starts selling out, that's when they start to get motivated to buy something. Do it now. Just trust me. And that includes the Tesla machine, by the way. If you want to get in the Tesla club, I suggest you do it now. In one way or another, the price is probably going up, or it's not even going to be possible to get it shipped to you in the next few months, probably. It's possible it might, but do you want to, you know, take that chance, right? That's up to you. That's your choice, what you want to do. But what I'm saying is, whatever you think you need, if you can get it right now. And like years supply of it. Like I've got everything. I've been ordering so many things. Whatever I need. I got like, I don't even know how many Tesla machines in this house. It's got to be 3 or 4. And I've got bulbs. I've got like a room full of bulbs. Like everything I need for the next few years I've got. And then I got the solar panels. So even if the whole world goes completely crazy and insane and just horrible, nothing will change for me here, probably. Probably. It's possible, but probably not. So I would suggest you do that too. And I actually wrote about this in the latest issue of the Dollar Vigilante, which just went out, by the time you see this video, just a few hours ago. It's the April issue of the Dollar Vigilante. I actually downloaded from Source what the next 10 years are going to look like. And I'll give you a hint. All the stuff I've been talking about, that's how it's going to be. If you want to live outside, they're going to have their smart cities and stuff. And their injections and their vaccines and all that kind of stuff. A lot of people are going to wake up and escape from it. And they're going to be doing voluntary transactions, agorism, working, you know, in communities, growing their own food, having their own power supply, their own health stuff with things like the Tesla machine. And that's where it's all headed. And I highly recommend you get the latest April issue. It just went out a few hours ago. You can read it right now. And I'll give it to you for free, for all the people out there. It's like, Jeff, I know you do hours and hours of these videos every week for free, but I want more free stuff, Jeff. Okay, we write 60 plus pages every 2 weeks, so some of the most important information you need to know, and some of it can really make you quite wealthy over time. And I'll give that to you for free. DollarVigilante.com/free trial. In the comments down below, he's such a scammer. So you can't help some people. I don't know why I keep trying. I really don't, but I do. So enjoy, because I write all about that stuff. And if you want to get out, you got a few weeks, maybe a few months to get out from wherever you are. If you want to get somewhere. And one of the best places, by the way, is in Nicaragua. Super small country, super quiet. There's actually a basically an anarchist enclave on the beach. This is what the world's going to look like in the future. So you'd be actually one of the first people going to live in these parallel societies. There's already one. It's mostly Dollar Vigilante subscribers. Like, there's so many Dollar Vigilante subscribers who have bought there at Grand Pacifica in Nicaragua. I'll put it on screen. I'll put the link down below. They got lots of places for sale there. You can even rent there right now very easily. Like, here's one house that's for sale right now. That's a two-bedroom on the beach. Beautiful view. Amazing. It's got its own solar panels. You're already living off-grid. Just eat your own coconuts. Grow your own food. And you can actually be living the future right now. And you can do that as quickly as tomorrow, really. Like, if you want to, you could. And if you want to, you should, because you're not going to have much time left, especially if you're in Australia or Europe. So I highly recommend you check it out. I'll put the link down below on screen again. Oh, and I should mention, too, that some of the more interesting investments you can make right now are more like non-traditional investments, like investing in teak, which takes like 30 years to grow. ECI Development actually does that as well. And I've actually gotten a teak parcel for my three-year-old. So if I die, and I probably will, I'm going to die, everyone dies. Well, I don't know with the Tesla machine and also embodying my oversoul. Maybe it's thousands of years at that point. But if I do die, because I am pretty disliked by the current system, my three-year-old in 30 years will have this huge harvest of incredibly valuable teak. It's a great way to invest for the future. And ECI actually put together a great webinar for it. You can go to dollarvigilante.com/hope. And that's for Hope Isn't a Strategy. And they talk all about this investment opportunity. And I think as well with it, you can even get residency in Nicaragua, although don't quote me on that. But it's basically a plan B for how to live outside the system in these parallel societies, which I write all about in the April issue of the Dollar Vigilante, which you can get for free, dollarvigilante.com/free trial. And you can hear all about investing in teak in Nicaragua at dollarvigilante.com/hope. And it's, like I said, it's something I've already done myself. It's going to be so many crazy things happening. We've already seen so many of the Israelis, the Zionists, the Jews, whatever you want to call them, moving out of Israel, escaping from Israel, and moving all over. They've been moving to the Ukraine, which I've been talking about for a couple of years. They are just starting up basically their own country inside Argentina with Javier Milei. And I stumbled upon this, and I thought this was quite interesting. This is from, I think, a fairly recent book called Exodus to New Israel. And it says, it's important to note that the Baja California Peninsula, which is basically Mexico and a little bit of the U.S., remains a potential option for settling Jewish families and founding a new country. This is asserted by author Carlos Henry Cohen in his book Exodus to New Israel, following a catastrophic event in Palestine by the year 2037. At that point, the exodus to a new Israel in Mexican California will commence. So out of curiosity, I went and looked up all the Masonic lodges in Mexico by state. And what I found out is Baja California, which only has a population of less than 1 million people, has over 120 Masonic lodges. Like, that is a massive amount of Masonic lodges for less than 1 million people. There's over 100 for less than 1 million people in Baja California. Now we got the Jewish president of Mexico. Could that happen? Yeah, it's possible. They're moving all over the place. It's going to be a wild few years. Anyway, I should leave it there. It's going to be, you know, make sure you subscribe to our newsletter. You couldn't pick a more important time to get our newsletter. No one else seems to have any clue of what's going on. And I think we've mostly got it mostly figured out. And lots of ways to profit from it. I think we're still going to profit a lot from oil, and we're definitely going to profit a lot from shorting the stock markets, which I write all about in the April issue of the Dollar Vigilante, which you can get for free, dollarvigilante.com/free trial. Anyway, I'll leave it there. I think I don't know where everyone is, but I know they're here. I'll find them and Max for dinner and we'll finish up.
Well, there you are, Apples. Oh yeah, I'm late for dinner. Having dinner. Looks like everyone's all eating. Little guy's down there. Yeah, he's pretty happy. Max eating up.
Mama looks good. She just got back from the spa. Everyone's all happy. We're all ready for the apocalypse.
Sorry, CNN is crying, inflation's getting naughty.
Naughty.
Robert Malley laughed at your talks. What the Israeli radio says, you're losing control. Zero goals achieved, that's your own army's voice. Drowning in a victory that wasn't even a choice. Tucker Carlson called it the slave to the king. Carney got the money, not another thing. Canada said no, 70 cents are gone. While you're tweeting, winning all alone, alone. Vance is crying, they won't accept our terms. Well, Brazil's analyst says, losers are just whims. Bloomberg, CNN, Tucker. It's all in your papers, Donnie.
You're running from the fire!
Yo, Donnie, tell Bibi Alicia's too short. Victory, your own news says no, no. Victory, your own news says no, no.